a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum, bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year B, Fall, Week 10. The big idea. God restored what Naomi lost. God helps us, and He will never leave us. Not even death can separate us from His love. Memory verse. The Lord Himself will go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will never leave you. Deuteronomy 31, 8a. Today's scripture passage tells the second half of Naomi and Ruth's story. In the opening verses of Ruth chapter 3, the two women agree to make a bold move. It's a smart yet risky attempt to win a new husband for young Ruth. Naomi decides to sell all of her family's property. In that culture, the closest male relative had the first rights to make the purchase. If he declined, the property was offered to the next closest relative. In this case, that second relative was Boaz, the rich, eligible farmer who had already generously blessed Ruth and Naomi. The risk? The other relative, who probably was already married, could jump at the chance to make the purchase. But he could also treat Ruth and Naomi with disrespect, disdain, or worse. The decidedly bold move pays off thanks to Boaz's decisive actions and God's unmistakable providence. Boaz makes the purchase, marries Ruth, and they start a family. Their first son, Obed, brings great joy to the whole town. A generation later, Obed's son, Jesse, has 8 sons of renown. The youngest of those sons is a shepherd boy named David, who becomes a giant slayer, a mighty military commander, and then king of Judah and all Israel. Even better, King David is promised an eternal dynasty, the forefather of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus. Like the rest of the Hebrew Scriptures, the book of Ruth is describing ancient history, yet it's also pointing forward through Abraham's people and King David's descendants in particular, to the coming Messiah, the Anointed One, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who would rule for all eternity. Literally, thousands of years of anticipation reach their pinnacle with the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. In God's plan, Jesus did not appear out of nowhere. He was anchored in human history as the long-awaited Son of David. Of course, from before the creation of the heavens and the earth, God wrote His redemptive story. Still, it makes us quite glad that Ruth said yes to Naomi's bold plan. The church and the world. Jesus had an unbreakable commitment to teach, work, and perform miracles only where the Father was already at work. In fact, Jesus went so far as to claim that He was unable to do anything, anywhere on His own. Jesus said, "What I am about to tell you is true. The Son can do nothing by Himself. He can only do what He sees His Father doing. What the Father does, the Son also does." John 5:19. Jesus also said, "My Father is always doing His work. He is working right up to this day. I am working too." John 5:17. What's more, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit's coming would convict the world of sin and indwell in every believer. Consider what this means. The Trinity is always at work in our own lives and in the lives of each of the children we know and teach. So be bold in inviting the children to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love their neighbor as themselves. After all, God is already at work in the lives of those around them, too. For more information on our children's and adults' curriculum, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.